This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 85 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. That is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this episode, we're going to be wrapping up our Mel Gibson month with a fan favorite, a modern classic, if you will. This is 1995's Braveheart, as voted on by you guys, the listener, over on my Instagram page. Now, this, of course, just to recap, the other Mel Gibson movies we watched this month, Tequila Sunrise, We Were Soldiers, Bloodfather, which was a first-time watch for Alex, mm-hmm. and now Braveheart, which is, I'm assuming, a first-time watch for neither of us. No. So we're going to be going over this classic film, won five Oscars, nominated for 10. And before we do that, though, before we get into our box office numbers and our Rotten Tomatoes scores, if you're listening on the go, please make sure you are subscribed to the Action Movie Guys podcast, whether it's on Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you listen to your podcast. Make sure you're subscribed for those auto downloads every Thursday and Saturday. And of course, if you're watching on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up down below. Comment down below. What are your thoughts on Braveheart? Do you love it? Is it a classic? Do you think it's overrated? Do we think it's overrated? I don't know. We're about to find out. So make sure you're following us both on YouTube, Levels of Geeks, and on the Action Movie Guys podcast. Okay, Alex, box office. I'm curious to see how much this made because it's a long movie, just under 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And it's an Oscar film class. You know, these kind of movies, it's always interesting to see how well they perform financially. So please take it away.
So the funny thing about this movie is watch when I hit these numbers. You're going to be like, no freaking way. Because it's an Oscar award winning number, right? You said 5 out of 10. It won. Best picture, best director, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so here we go. Braveheart, 1995, domestic, $75 million. International, $137 million. Ooh. Worldwide, $213 on a budget of $72 million. Not that good.
Not as good. Well, mm-hmm. you know what though? Not that bad either. For the genre, that's you got this, you know, they didn't know it was going to be an Oscar winner. Mel Gibson's directorial debut. You got a historical epic, and it made $200 million worldwide and 95 money. That's pretty good. It's probably in the 300s now, but not huge as far as the budget to box office ratio. So you're right about that. I feel like it caught on and had more acclaim after the theater. Okay, so let's get to some Rotten Tomatoes scores. So critics enjoy Braveheart. It has a 79%, which I was surprised. I thought that would be higher, but 79% is the critic score. Audience score is more what I thought the critic score might be. The audience score is 85. So this is a very well-liked movie. Almost every person I know who has seen it, like, loves it. Not likes it, loves it. They're just like, it's one of their favorites. You know, so I'm hoping by the time we're done with this review, none of the listeners say these guys don't know what they're talking about. Because now I'm nervous because this is a beloved movie within, you know, amongst movie fans.
Yeah.
All right. So with that being said, lead character, you know, when I'm hosting, my man Alex, he goes first on all the categories. I go second. He's going to do lead character, William Wallace, Mr. Mel Gibson.
Blue eyes, do it again, man. There's nothing I can say. Yo, he hits it out the park. I give him a 5 out of 5 in this one. He is so demanding on screen. Like, this dude takes every scene. He is so good on it. His accent, I'm a little, right? It's a little weird for me. I don't know if that's a real Scottish accent. Again, I'm not Scottish, so I don't know. But it doesn't bother me with that because he actually is very good on screen. When he is angry, he is angry. When he's in love, he's in love. I just thought this movie, I mean, it's just, I don't know what to say because I felt the pain at the end with him. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt it. And that's when you know you're a good actor, when you feel it with him. And you don't see the actual execution, but you feel it. Yeah. You see it through his acting, and you're like, shit. And you're tearing it all over the place. That is really good. The war scene, you feel the anger. You feel it in his speech when he's giving it to the men before they run into battle. I love when he's inside the courtroom and he's talking to the other Scottish people to join forces and do this and do that. He is so good in this role. He had to get a 5. There was no way he's going to go below that. So I gave him a 5 out of 5.
Fair enough. All right. Yeah, listen. So Mel Gibson is, I think we talked about this on one of the other episodes. I think might have been Bloodfather.
Yeah.
I still think he's underrated. I think he's underrated. I know he was a star. He was a big star especially at the time this came out. Now, there's always a difference between a star and someone that people consider like a great actor. I think he's a little bit of both. You know, he has the star presence. He has the looks. Like you said, the blue eyes. Like, the, you know, he's a stud, right? Very handsome. He was like the sexiest man alive of 1994 or whatever. But I think he's a legitimately good actor and underrated. Is he the best? No. You're right. The accent, it's okay. It's fine. It sounds Scottish, but it's not like amazing. He's also, you know, he's doing an accent because he's not even British. You know, he's like Australian and American and stuff like that. So he did fine there, but the performance is great. He commands the screen. Every time he's on the screen, you're watching him. That's just the performance. As far as the character in the film, it's a great character. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I have read some stuff over the years that this is not very historically accurate. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just rating this movie. And within this movie, this is a character that I liked, that I wanted to follow, that I wanted to root for, and that I didn't want to die. And I think that if you could do all those things and nail them, I got to give it a 5 as well. It's a 5 out of 5 for me. I thought Mel absolutely knocked it out the park. And like the speech when he's on the horse, if you don't want to fight with him after that speech, I don't know. We Were Soldiers and this. He gives some great speeches. He's he's got the voice. He's got a kind of a gravel deeper voice. He's got an intense face. He's great at speeches. I could just watch Mel Gibson do speeches all day. So yeah, 5 out of 5 for me. Okay, villain. Now, I don't know. Was it something Longshanks? Longshanks is the
The old dude, right? The coughs a lot?
He's the king.
Yeah, him. Okay.
King of England.
He was good. I thought he was a bastard. I wanted to stab him in the throat if I could. He was very, like, he was a king at the time. Like, he is what he was supposed to play, right? The king.
Yep.
He knew the battleground. He was an arrogant fuck. Like, there's nothing you could do. Like, this dude was that king. His son was flamboyant, I guess. I don't know what to say in that word.
Gay.
I mean, gay, yeah. He was gay. Yeah, he was really. And you could see how angry he was, right? Like, he was just really angry with that because he's like, man, once I die, this dude is taking over. He's not that good. So I loved it. I love when him and William Wallace didn't come face to face. That's the only thing we didn't get in this movie. The king and William Wallace going face to face. You didn't get that scene. And I think that would have been very memorable if you got William Wallace and that king of England face to face. But other than that, he was very good. Very commanding also on the screen. Like, he took that, the scenes that he was in, you felt it, man. When they were like, the king is here, you felt the king was here wherever he went. I gave him a 4 out of 5. I thought he was really good. He wasn't in a lot of screen time because this is a 3-hour movie. So like, the first half of the movie was more William Wallace finding his love and him as a kid. So he didn't come into play towards the William Wallace later down the road. So
yeah. Well, he's in it early, and I agree with you. Yeah. I actually also gave him a 4. You know, I always reserve my 5 for just like those great villains who I want to watch.
Yeah.
I hated this guy, which just means he was effective. You know what I mean? Like, he is a real prick, this guy. The whole thing where he makes Prima Nocta at the beginning, where these guys can take their wives and sleep with them before they can actually sleep with their own wife. Heart, that's despicable. He's just despicable, right? Like, he does everything he can to ruin the Scottish people's lives. He wants to breed them out. He literally says, we'll breed them out. If we can't get them to do what we want. Yeah, he's horrible. Now, I will say, a lot of the dialogue he has about his son, even though it's mean, it also made me laugh a few times. Like, he's very, like, he just says, like, the part where he's talking about the son. They're talking about the son and his new wife. And they're like, well, probably the dad is going to have to, he's probably going to have to sleep with the wife because this kid is not going to work out. You know what I mean? So that was good. I love when he throws that guy out the window.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. Yeah. He's like, who are you? Why are you even talking to me?
Yeah.
He's like, I know war. He's like, okay, tell me what you think. And he throws him out the window.
Yeah.
I loved it. But yeah, he's more of a real bastard than like an elite villain. He's evil. I hate him. I also gave him a 4.
Yeah.
All right. Action scenes. The main thing that's it's in our name.
Yeah. You know, look, let's just be honest here. This has action. And now the action, if you look at this time period of 95.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the camera angles of what we have now where there's wider. So the war scenes are very close up, very fast paced. You do get some slow motion panned out when it's blood and them doing all their slow motion acts and limbs getting cut off and heads doing this, but throughout almost the whole thing is pretty much up close fighting in between everybody, right? Like, all the cameras are going everywhere, but I loved it and I liked it. But I thought it was great.
Yeah,
I love the first freaking war. I thought it was good. I love the second war when they had the fire circling them and he had all that. And then when they got the asses kicked because the two douches decided to backstab him, that was actually a really good war too. Look, I gave it a 5 out of 5 because it was actually memorable. Like, these were memorable fights. It's one of those things that if you ask anyone Braveheart, everyone's going to talk about the fighting when everyone runs and clashes into each other and starts cutting limbs and all that. So, yeah, I give it a 5.
All right. So here's where I'm hoping people don't murder me for this section. This is one of the ones I was worried about. But that's okay. It's my opinion. I gave it a 4. So I don't want to act like I'm giving it a 2. I gave it a 4.
Okay.
Let me explain myself. I don't disagree with much of what you said. Matter of fact, the first battle when he does the speech is amazing. It's an incredible war scene. I also like that first little fight where he's getting the girl, his wife, and he's trying to like save her from the guards.
He's
running around and he comes back with the nunchucks and he hits the guy with the nunchucks. Like, it's good. It's good. And then the second war scene. So for me, the first one was so good. And the second one just kind of seems like a less good version of that scene, if that makes any sense. Like, it's not bad, but it wasn't as like impressive visually as the first one. And then that's it. There's really only 2 battle scenes in the movie. Now, they're well executed. They're extremely well done, well shot, bloody, violent, rated R, limbs getting chopped off, heads getting chopped off. I'm all for it. I love that. But to me, as far as action goes, as well executed as it is, it was in the 3-hour runtime, there wasn't a lot of it. If you really think about it, there's a lot of other stuff going on in this movie, but the action that is there is extremely well done. So my score is more so for the pacing of like the spread outness of the action, because I feel like it could have used a little bit more in between smaller war scenes even. You know what I mean? I don't believe they only fought 2 times. I would imagine these are the kind of wars that they have little battles here and there, and I would have liked to have seen more of it personally. So I gave it a 4. I thought I was going to give it a 5, but also I haven't seen this movie in so long that I didn't really remember. So I was a little let down personally. It's a 4 for me.
I'm very surprised though, because you remember, well, you're right. They did a lot of the killings off screen, like when they switched the clothes, when he was like, oh, you're looking for the 50 men that they sent.
Right.
They were off screen. And then when they threw the guys in the hut and they set it on fire.
Like, that was cool. Like, there's the one at the beginning when they're ransacking the town, right? They're taking it back over after they kill his wife. And it's good. And then there's like nothing for a while. And then there's the big battle. I call that the big battle.
Yeah.
And it's great. And then there's like a smaller big battle. And then that's it. And that's all the action. So I would, it's good. It's well shot. If it was just, I don't know, it just didn't click as a 5
wanted more,
for me. But
you wanted more.
I wanted more.
Actions.
I wanted more spread out instead of a couple of big scenes.
Yeah. 4 is not bad though. 4 is good.
Oh, no, it's great. It's great action. It's just not the pinnacle for me. All right. Storyline.
Oh, man, this story is beautiful. If you really think about it, it's a beautiful storyline. If you look at it from the writing aspect, like, this war would have never happened if the king never put that law down that whoever gets married, the dudes get slept with, because they had to do a secret marriage. And still, it wasn't even a secret, because honestly, the guy just picked on his wife because she was gorgeous. And
he saw them flirting
her.
And he's like,
He basically tried to rape her, and then William Wallace came and saved his wife. They didn't know they were married. And when they went and they put her on the pole and he slit her throat, the guy felt bad because he was like, oh, you know, I'm the one who did this. Like he didn't know it was going to take it to that extreme. But if you look at it, that is the whole turning point of the whole film, is that right there. And for me, William Wallace did not. Yeah, he did start these wars because of his wife. But technically, it wasn't. It was the fact that he was tired of his country getting like lawed on. He wanted them to be free. Like, let the women marry whoever they want to do. And that is it. And I thought that was a beautiful story. Like, I'd never seen it that way. And that's the cool thing about rewatching the movies, because I always thought that it was because of his wife that he went into these battles, but it wasn't. Like, it was the first one, it was because he was so angry.
That was revenge.
Yeah, that was the revenge thing, and he got it. Then it was more of, my country gotta be free. Like, we cannot be tied down to these Englishmen. So, I thought it was amazing. I thought it was impactful. I gave it a 5. I thought it was just a great story, man.
Yep. But we're going to get back on track here. I also gave it a 5. I think, you know, everything you said is true. I almost wish there was more early on of the love story. I loved it. I thought it was perfectly well done for a movie. I don't want to call it a guy movie. You know how you have these definitions, right? This is more of a guy movie. This is more of a girly movie. This could go either way. I feel it's a movie for anybody, but it's probably more of a guy movie because there's bloody violence and, you know, whatever. I think it's a very well done love story. I actually could have done without the beginning when he was a little kid and just gotten the right into it. He's a man. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like, this is it. So, but I love their dynamic. She was gorgeous. I felt so bad when they killed her. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. That actress, I've never seen her in anything else. I don't even know if she's in anything else. But even when she just like kind of smiles at him, it's like, I don't want to die. This sucks. This is going to suck in a minute because I remember she died. So I feel for him. And yeah, I love all the backstabbing. I love the stuff with Robert the Bruce, where he thinks he's going to help him. And then he listens to his old crusty, old disgusting dad. And he betrays him. But then he feels bad. And then they make it look like he betrayed him again. And I was like, oh my gosh, you gotta be kidding me. This dude keeps, but it wasn't him. It was his crusty old dad. I love all that stuff. At the end of the day, it's a great storyline told very well. So I gave it a 5 as well. All right, overall.
All right, look, overall, you got great action. You got great acting from everyone. That Irishman dude is mad hilarious. I thought he was funny. The one with the long hair, the psycho. The psycho one.
His name is Steven.
Yeah, Steven was mad funny. And he's talking to God, and they were like, what are you doing? He's like, yes, God.
And Brandon Gleeson as his friend, the big guy.
Yeah, so he was good. You got a great love story for the first 20 minutes of the movie, and then it just goes into tragedy and a straight revenge story, straight political story, if you want to call it that. Yeah. I thought it was an amazing mix of everything between action, story, trauma. It's kind of hard when you find movies like this nowadays, right? Where you see the mixture of everything in one in a 3-hour movie. Mostly everything is told in God long movies, and if it's short, it's not much of the ingredient that you want to flush out everything. I mean, other than that, look, I give it a 5. I think overall, this movie's absolutely one of the best movies, top 5 for me, of all time bio drama history war movies. Yeah. And I don't watch a lot of war movies, but this one has to be top 5 for anybody out there. So I gave it a 5.
Yeah. So for me, it falls just short of a 5 for me. Like, I never gave this a 10 out of 10 in life in general. And there are a couple of things. So, and these are going to be minor. You know, I did mention the action scenes. I'm not really going to hold that against it. It's fine. The runtime. Okay, a lot of people make a deal about it's 3 hours. It is 3 hours. Some movies need to be 3 hours. Did this one need to be 3 hours? In my opinion,
nope.
No. Like I mentioned, I don't really love the very beginning when he's a little kid and he sees all the bodies hanging and then his dad is. I don't like that kind of whole beginning section. I think the movie doesn't really start until he comes in on the horse and he falls in love with the girl, personally. So that beginning part, I'm not crazy about. I also don't like the subplot with him and the French princess, or was she going to be the queen or whatever. Mm. I don't dig it. I don't like it. I wish it wasn't in there. You know, like, why do they have to sleep together? They really don't. I don't need a second love story. I'm the type who's like, just be so loyal to that wife you had. Forget it. You know what I mean? Like, just be focused. I don't need it. It's there. I could do without it. Those kind of things, like, it could have been a 5 out of 5 for me if a couple of things were changed. As it is, it's a 4.5. So it's just, it's a 9 out of 10 for me.
You know, and it's funny because, like, this is rarely where you see a movie like this that it's 3 hours and it flew. Like, I mean, it flew.
It's
like,
paced well. It is paced well. Yeah.
Like, you just sit down and you're just like, what? And all of a sudden you're like, wait, what the hell? The movie's ended already? Yeah, it's a very great pace, like you said. Very great all around. Kudos to everyone that worked in the movie.
Yeah, but it's not a perfect film for me. So,
yeah.
All right, now let's wrap this up. Overall, total points. What do you have?
Total points. I gave it a 24 out of a 25. Near perfect. It's not perfect, an entire perfect movie, but I think it deserves a 24 out of 25.
It's not perfect in an action movie guy score, but you gave it a 5 out of 5. So in that regard, it's a 10. So I have a 22.5 for me. The only things that half a point for overall, 1 point for action, 1 point for villain. Otherwise, everything else is amazing in this. So. That, of course, wraps up our Mel Gibson month. And we will be, next week, we will be ranking the Mel Gibson movies that we watched. Mm-hmm. And we're beginning a new month, Alex. Now, I know I told you this off air. I'm very excited. I think you're very excited.
Next month,
September is disaster movie month. So we will be doing 4 disaster movies. They are Twister,
yep.
Volcano, Geostorm,
and
San Andreas. Not in that order, but those are the movies. So we're going to be starting those. I'm excited. I love disaster movies. Yeah. And then, of course, we'll be wrapping up our Mummy franchise with The Scorpion King. And then moving on to some James Bond. I think we're doing James Bond right after
that. Yeah, we're going to James
Craig. Bond. Yeah. So this is your area of expertise. Oh, and I'll be joining you for our second set of Bond movies. We started this show with Pierce Brosnan. Now we're getting to the Daniel Craig movies.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can't wait for it. I mean, because those are going to go into in depth with those. Yeah. We're going to have fun with those. Those have great storylines, and you're really good at depicting like the whole drama and stuff. And I want to see your depicting on Daniel Craig's version of Bond, the dark version. With that said, please follow us on our social media accounts. Please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out a podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix More Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast, please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast or Levels of Geeks. And if you guys are watching us on YouTube on Levels of Geeks, please subscribe to the channel, hit the like button, hit those notification bell, so every time videos drop, you guys will be notified. Till then, that is your host,
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and freedom!